Hey, we got a first-time guest on our show here, Greg from Paradise Recreational Sports in Paradise, Michigan, of course. How are you doing, Greg?
Good.
I appreciate you taking a little time to chat with me today. Wanted to ask you about what's happening around your neck of the woods. I guess probably the first thing I want to start with is the reason that I got a word of to give you a call is really good muskie fishing reports coming out of the Tequamanon River in the last couple of weeks. Can you tell us what's happening there?
Yeah, some of the guys have been going up on the upper falls, up above the upper falls, and they've been doing pretty good on some catching some of the muskie, and yeah, they're pretty excited about it. They're pretty aggressive right now, and the perch are even starting to come into the river too, so they're pretty excited about that too.
Now, we'll talk about the perch in a second, because that's another story I don't know about, but that's interesting to me too. So let me ask you about the muskie fishing first. Okay, so you said above the upper falls. Is there one type of technique that's working good this year or that works always in the fall that you would recommend?
They've been using topwater crankbaits, you know, the larger ones.
Sure.
And they've been going up around the weed beds and up along the logs, and they've been luring them right out of the weed beds.
Are these fishermen wading along the shore, or are they in a boat typically?
They're in a boat, and most of them use a trolling motor, you know, remote control or foot pedal, and they just position themselves around all the logs and the weed beds, and they just keep casting in. Takes a lot of casting to, you know, drag that lure back, but they bring them out.
Now, most people, I think, that have never been on the upper Tequamanon, it is a fairly slow stretch of river, is that correct?
Yes, it's not bad. It's not no rapids.
Okay. All right, anything else you want to finish up with the muskie report?
If you get one, just be very careful and once you land them in the boat, because a lot of guys end up going over to the local hospital to get the lures out of their hands.
Good tip. All right, so you mentioned the perch moving into the river. What's that about? I don't know anything about that.
Well, in the fall, the perch start coming up the mouth of the river out of Lake Superior at the mouth, and the colder it gets, the better they come in there, and they're getting some pretty good size ones.
Now, what are you talking about, using night crawlers? Or?
Yep, they're using night crawlers.
Okay. Any perch rigs or just a slip bobber? Or?
Nope, they're using perch rigs right off the bottom.
And is there any bead color or anything specific that you would recommend to somebody?
Chartreux, and we got some of these pink ones. We sell these ones that are called the perch limiters.
Okay.
And they got a lot of colors, but boy, they kind of like that pink color. But we do pretty well using those type of rigs.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and talk a little hunting with you.
Okay.
First of all, your shop is right in Paradise, is that correct?
Yes, downtown Paradise.
Can't miss it, I assume. It's not a very big town.
Nope, you can't miss it. Has a big statue of a bear out front by the door. He's got his hunting gear on, and he's got a shotgun in his hand.
Well, I'll tell you, the times that I've been to Paradise, Michigan, I think it's a very appropriately named town. It's a beautiful place.
Sure is. It's a nice place to be.
And we'll continue with Greg from Paradise Recreational Sports in Paradise, Michigan, and talk more hunting, including opening week of bow season, bear hunting season, and birds. Plus, we'll find out where the color stage is at in his neck of the woods in our next outdoor report right here later this hour. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.